Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home. Take care of yourself.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is Thursday, October 26th, just around the corner, Halloween. And I'm slowly getting through this Fear of the Walking Dead. It is another episode of Fear of the Walking Dead recap show, now available on iTunes and iWatchMike.com. On the top there, you'll see a little tab there, and you can click on that, and it has all the shows there. So, yeah, as you can see, some of y'all out there are probably like, hey, Mike. Hey, Dodo Brain, it's already the season. You already missed the season finale. I know. I was getting some housework done, and everything was crazy here at the house. So everything's slowly getting back to how it used to be. So I'm catching up on some of the shows, recapping them, and plus watching them, in fact. So I still haven't even watched the season finale yet. I've stayed away from all the spoilers. I have no clue if anybody died, what's going on. But I did watch The Walking Dead, though. But let's talk about the Fear of the Walking Dead. Fear of the Walking Dead, this episode aired on October 8th on Sunday. It was called El Matadero. And this one, so much. This episode felt like a freaking season finale. I don't know about you guys, but it definitely felt that way for me. It kicks off right in the beginning of Ophelia being bitten. Holy crap. As soon as that happened, I looked at my wife and I was like, Daniel is going to be one not very happy camper at all. That was that whole scene. And in fact, the warning that Strand gave to Madison, like when Daniel comes and she's dead and you want this and we don't have the guns, all hell's going to break loose. And as you can see, Strand did something. He met with those goons over at the Bazaar. And at the end of this episode, he's looking around because you know they're going to follow him because I saw the commercial as well. But you could feel it before you even saw the commercial that it has to do with the water. And he bargained. If he did this, Strand's going to be on my poopa list. He's going to be on my poopa list. And he's going to be where I don't even care if he dies. All I care about right now is Alicia and Daniel. So this whole scene there, I can't wait for the finale to see what Strand did. Daniel shows up and Ophelia dies. Just watching that again right now before jumping on this freaking review, I was like, oh, Daniel. But that scene right there was so good. And I really thought he was going to at least wound Madison. I would have been happy a little shot in the arm or something, but it just shows you how he is. I think they have a certain kind of respect, and in inviting her and allowing the rest of the group to come to the dam instead of staying there at the Bazaar. And I'm sure Madison thought, I'm screwed. Everything's screwed. But Daniel came through. So it just shows you the kind of character he is, even though he's a total badass murdering kind of person. So that was cool to see that. Alicia on her own. I'm still a little cautious about that, but I'm glad that she's met this pick-wielding Michonne. So she seems pretty cool, and this chick here can definitely handle her own, so I'm glad. So these two together, I think they're going to like cause some serious damage. Definitely loved it when Alicia was in the ball pit. I was like, I looked at my wife, I was like, if a kid zombie comes out of there, there's going to be something. Sure enough, the kid zombie comes out. That was badass. Totally badass. So it's good to see Alicia finally kind of getting together with this chick and kind of agreeing like, hey, let's just roll with each other and see what happens. So Nick and Troy effed up, popping Ophelia's pills, then taking brainstem and then like losing it and then like killing some zombies and then walking among the zombies. I mean, honestly, I'm not going to lie. Seeing Nick in that, I could care less about him being the pill popping. I didn't like that, Nick. But seeing him out there in his element, like with blood all in, just him just surviving and him just kind of, I don't know, like wind, like free wind. I don't know. It's almost like a zombie apocalypse hippie. That's what I was feeling that Nick is right now. But I think that's his element. I think that he's better off doing that and kind of just rolling. I don't know. I just don't think. I don't know. But Madison's face at the end, and yeah, she was pissed, and you could tell that she knew that he had done some stuff and was going to continue doing stuff while they were gone. So I'm curious to see how these two are going to pan out. It looks like in the commercial, something happens where Madison gets in trouble, and it's Troy, and it's kind of almost saying, hey, your mom's in trouble, let's go. So I guess they come to the – I don't know. I haven't seen the finale. I'm kind of curious to see what's going to happen. What else? I think that's it. I mean, this episode, I really enjoyed this episode. Like I said, it felt like a season finale. This could have ended, and I would have been like, oh, coming back, they're going to have a zombie. But no, we get this in the two-hour season finale. So for those of you that have already seen it, is it good? Is it bad? Don't tell me. But that's about it. Okay, that's it. I'm going to go ahead and go now, and we'll talk later. Hopefully, I'll knock out the season finale with my wife soon and give you my thoughts on that. And then The Walking Dead, we do a recap show for The Walking Dead. And my friend Kristen and I from Miami are supposed to get together and do that, but our schedules have been kind of crazy. So she's going to be pretty ticked off if I have to do it by myself. But we'll see. But if you want to check out the Walking Dead recap show, all you have to do is go to iwatchmike.com and scroll to the top, and you'll see the podcast tab, and click there. You can get the links to the iTunes and to the Audio Boom, or straight there on the blog. So that's it for this reaction for El Matadero, Fear of the Walking Dead. If you want to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, my Snapchat's on my blog, Facebook's on the blog, but that's about it, people. So have a great day, and hopefully soon I'll be able to talk the season finale.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around, so if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.